Chapter 1. The Importance of Wellness. In Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, we read the story of the 10 men who had leprosy and cried out to Jesus for healing. In the process of their obedience and following Jesus' instructions to go to the priests, they were healed. However, there was one leper who, after realizing that he was healed from the disease, returned to Jesus and gave him praise and gratitude. In verse 19, Jesus is recorded as saying, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." In reading that passage of Scripture, I've always focused on the fact that 10 were healed and only one came back to thank Jesus. As I was studying the passage again recently, verse 19 stuck out to me. I thought to myself, the man was already healed, yet Jesus told him the second time that he was made whole. Is it possible to be healed and not whole? Is it possible to be well in one or two areas of our lives and yet not whole? Does it really matter if I'm whole? Couldn't the one leper just be happy that he was healed? Why did he have to turn back? Do I need to turn back? What does wholeness look like? A familiar scripture in the Bible is 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, which reads, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper." So I can be prosperous in business, finances, and career, as well as be healthy, not just physically and mentally, but emotionally as well, and have my soul right with God. That sounds like wholeness. In my work as a clinical social worker, I have been trained to look at the whole person, the systems that impact that person, and to help them achieve wellness, not only in the area that they are seeking help with, but also recognizing that there are other areas that they need to address in order to have well-rounded wellness or wholeness. As a Christian, I am called to not only read the Bible, but also to live the Bible. And if it says I can be healed and made whole, I am striving to be both healed and made whole. Wholeness does refer to all areas of life: physical, spiritual, financial, emotional, mental, and social. However, for purposes of this book, I am focusing on emotional and mental health. And although wholeness is important for every individual, regardless of religious beliefs, I am focusing on this topic from a Christian perspective. One of the ways in which we attempt to determine how well we are doing is by determining if we are normal. We ask such questions as, am I normal? Is my family normal? Are my relationships normal? Who is normal? What is normal? These are age-old questions that we all ask ourselves at some time or another. In a society where celebrities, social media, and political agendas determine the norm, it is a question whose answer is ever-changing. The better question is, does normal really exist? The fact is that what is normal for one person is not and cannot be normal for another. Just as the areas that we need healing are based on our individual needs, what is normal for each of us changes, so our sense of normal is very fluid. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, King James Version, says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." As with nature, our lives go through different seasons, usually a lot faster than the four seasons. Let's look at normal from the natural and spiritual perspectives. I believe that in order to maintain good mental health, we must stop asking and wondering if we are normal. That does not mean to suggest that some of the symptoms we experience, both physically and mentally, are not abnormal, therefore requiring professional attention, treatment, and/or preventative measures. One of the reasons it is not helpful to focus on the question of normality is because it is always changing. And if you try to keep up with all the changes as established by society, it can produce anxiety and feelings of insecurity and hopelessness, which are enemies of healing and wholeness.